गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। इन दिस वर्ल्ड वी सी दैट दिस वर्ल्ड इज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल handsome, and we want to make our life happy. But only foolish can think like this. Only foolish. This world is full of misery, suffering, sorrow. What are you doing? Disturbing. You should come and here. They will take only photograph and all these things, not here. And that is why they cannot do anything. Always weak and weak. No interest in hearing. And if no interest in hearing, nothing is zero, zero. I will go and everything will be. Try to hear and keep here, not in that black record. That will not help you, never, never. So, those who want to be happy in this world, they are really very foolish and ignorant. They know that this body is myself. And the relations, relatives, son, daughter, wife, husband, father, mother, oh, the relatives are mine. They think this. And with them, oh, in this world I will make so much sense gratification. And this is only the aim and object of our life. Make money and be happy. Whether quarreling with all, even no belief in God, but we should anyhow be happy. These are foolish persons. They cannot be happy. Always quarreling with others. Only they want self-interest. Selfishness. We know that in this world we came alone, naked. Alone, naked. No one was with us when we took birth. It may be sometimes, Jamaj,
twin.
It may be. But in this world, we came alone, and we will give up this world alone. When we came, was there any son, any daughter, wife, wealth, reputation, anything was there? Nothing. Even hairs were nothing. But now we think that, oh, he is my child. He is my son, he is my daughter, she is my wife. And these are so many relatives. And this is my wealth. Oh, this house is mine. But it is all due to ignorance. For this I came. For this Krishna sends his
associates
in this world. To remind all these things. He has given only this life, human life, to realize What realize? What we have forgotten? That we are eternal servant of Krishna. Only eternal servant of Krishna. And we have some transcendental form in this body covered. आ जाइए. लेट क्यों किया? मैं कीर्तन के लिए आपको स्मरण कर रहा था. ओ कभी भी लेट मत कीजिए. 6:30 बजे के अंदर मैं जरूर आ जाना चाहिए. ओ ऊपर में बैठिए, ऊपर में. सो वी शुड नो ऑल दीज थिंग्स. यू नो सो मेनी हिस्ट्री. चित्रकेतु महाराज, हिरण्यकश्यपु, हिरण्याक्ष, व्हेन ही डाइड, यू नो दैट एनीवन इज नॉट माइन, वी आर पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ Supreme Lord, eternal servant of Krishna. Anyhow, now we have forgotten. Krishna is so merciful. Kya? Causeless merciful. And that is why, without any reason, you have not done anything to be in this human life, but he gave. But again, when you came in the womb of your mother, and they are testing so much suffering in the well of stool and urine. No? And then you promised that, oh Krishna, let me go out of womb, and when I will come out of this, miserable places, I will do bhajan, Lord. I am promising. And then Krishna is in, you should go. And where he came, he forgotten everything. And he wants to do a study, what he knows. He go to inner city, here and there. And then he makes money, and then he to get married. Not only one is satisfied. So many, new one. And he is not satisfied by one son. One son, daughter, again son. Even by, not by that. He becomes old, but even he wants to make sense gratification. I've heard that at the age of 100, any Mohammedan, he did 100th marriage. And he was, after that he died. But is still not satisfied. So we did some promise to Krishna in the womb of our mother, but now we forget. And this is mine, and very, always worry, problems. Why you are weeping when your son gone? Because at first you have no son. Who gave son, he took son. I borrowed some money to you, 10 rupees, or 10 pound, or 10 euro, now euro. I gave you 100 euro. And when I began to tell you, return my money, and then you are working. And, cheap raha hai. And hiding that, he should not ask for money. At the time of begging money, give me some money. Give me a son. Praying, and he gave some money. And now he took, you should give. Otherwise I crook your this house. And then he weeps. Why weeping? Understand? Why weeping? This is not yours. He gave. He gave the money and now you are weeping not to return the money. Why? A person gave you some it was so too cold and he gave that you should take it and use. And then he told that return me back. And then I will not return. This is mine. And then he begins to weep. Why? We should know all these things. That is how Krishna descends. Again, Krishna in this form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sends associates like Rup Sanatan, Raghunath, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, like our Gurudev. Also, he sent me, inspired me, go and help them. They come to here, but then don't want to follow. I tell them that, what due you have taken, you should return. Then, this is mine, I will not return. Why weeping? Don't be like that. Always you should think, deha geha manasa deha geha jo kichu mor arpinu tuha pade nanda kishor. What is meaning, Prabhu? Shastriji? Shastri. What meaning? More louder that also.
Manasa deha geha.
Jo kichu.
My mind, my body, my household, my wealth, everything that belongs to me, so called.
Arpino tuha pade.
I have offered it to your lotus feet.
But this is also wrong. This is not yours.
No.
Never. But we are thinking in false
ego.
That these are. I am giving to you. Who are doer? Why you become doer? This is not. But he is telling. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is turning like this. No? This false ego should also be gone. Like Ganga Jal.
Also mean Ganges by Ganges water.
So, a person who will be like this, he can do bhajan. Those who have no false ego that this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Never. Anything is not yours. This body is not yours. Your soul is never not yours. But still we have. Give up this false ego. And chant and remember. Krishna will be yours. Very soon you can realize soul and Krishna. Otherwise how you can? This is not process. So come in due process. Someone comes, that when so many ladies will come, I will select one lady for me. And that is why for this, what?
Purpose.
Sujog.
Opportunity.
Someone comes here. Not to hear me. Anyone hearing me, he will be renounced at once. Surely. Understand or not? Our Guru Maharaj used to tell when our parikrama used to be finished, they used to come to take permission to return back to their homes. Then Guru Maharaj used to tell, I have invited you to come and to be here in association. I have not invited you to return back. Never. So, try to understand all these meanings. By hearing Harikatha, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, जनयत आशु वैराग्यम ज्ञानम च यद हैतुकम. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग प्रभु?
वासुदेव भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजिता. वन हु डेवलप्स कॉस्टलेस डिवोशनल सर्विस टू कृष्ण देन जनयत आशु वैराग्यम. ही डेवलप्स कॉस्टलेस नॉलेज एंड डिटैचमेंट साइमल्टेनियसली बाय परफॉर्मिंग.
एंड इफ देयर इज नो डिटैचमेंट एंड नो तत्व ज्ञान देन व्हाट वी शुड थिंक?
No devotion service.
You think like this, your friend? Why not detachment coming? Why? Why not coming? Hearing so. Then we are, our devotion or process of hearing and archan and is not good. We are not improper. So to remind all these things I have come, not to give you the ways and process of sense gratification. Really not. I have come to make you detachment from worldly desires. And if it is done, your life is successful. Being in the household life, you should be there. But try to gradually be. If you cannot do suddenly, like Sukadeva Goswami, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami, then even by what?
Gradually
you should be. So, I think that you have read Jaiva Dharma, newly printed. Very precious, valuable. You should read. And if you read any pastimes of Krishna, try to go deep. In Prahlad Maharaj, in the beginning it has been told, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were two brothers. Hiranyaksha was killed by Varaha. And his dead body was kept in the royal palace. All were weeping, all top to bottom. There was no one to console. And then Hiranyakashipu, he began to console them. Why weeping? Your son Hiranyaksha is here. Your husband Hiranyaksha is here. Your father Hiranyaksha is here. He is sleeping. You can
wake
him up and speak with him. Oh, he is not here. He is dead. Oh, no, he is here. To whom you thought? Your husband, father, mother, son, daughter, anything. He is here. Oh, they told that, oh, soul has gone. Let soul go. He is here, you should speak. No, he is now not here. Why not? He is here. To whom you did all things. Oh, he is lying down on the bed. And if you are really weeping for soul, have you seen him? He was black or white. How long, tall he was he? Have you seen? Never. Then why you are weeping? Soul is eternal. For this, nothing to weep and nothing to suffer. And if you want body, oh, body is here. You can take. Oh, in one day, 2 days, it will full of insects.
Worms.
Oh, the eagles, dogs, sial,
jackals,
they will tell, oh, this is mine. Father may tell that this is mine. Oh, king may tell that, oh, this is my subject. That will tell that, oh, this is mine, mine property. All are quarreling. So we should understand. Really, you should understand that world is miserable. We have come like refugee. Refugee, you know? Refugee. Our country is there. And we are here. So try to realize and to chant and remember always, taking shelter of any high class of Guru Vaishnava. That should be object of our bhajan. And this object is prem. In the lotus feet of Radha Krishna Jugal or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. This is one object. No object should be other. Life maintenance, oh, very easily it will be done. Krishna has told, promised, that dohvi ananya, do ananya bhajan, ananya shintayanto mang je jana, parjupasate tesham nitya, avijuktanam jog chema bahamyam. Those who don't care for anything, only engage their whole energy in Krishna bhajan. Oh, Krishna has promised that I will bring your maintenance on my head or in my back on your shoulders. We can fail to
keep our promise.
But Krishna never. Never. So we should have a strong belief on it. If sorrow, suffering, anything coming, tolerate. And do bhajan. Srinivas son was what?
Expired.
And he was doing kirtan and told his wife and others, if he will cry, weep, and disturb Mahaprabhu kirtan, I will jump in Ganges. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and anyhow he kept his hand on the heart of that boy and told them, why, where you have gone? Come on. And he came. Why you are not here? I am very well there. I don't want to come here. There is facility of doing bhajan. Here not facility. So, we should realize and do bhajan. Gaur Premanandi. Try to remember, for this you are called here. There are some naughty boys who have not attended these classes. They came for expending so much money for here and there. And they came to hear classes. But they are still they are sleeping or what doing. From today I will see them. Especially with us. Jeev, Shyam, Soumin. Also, where is Raman? Hey, where is your father? He is sleeping still? I think he should come and see me. You should all try to attend classes and to go in deep meaning. Ek kirtan kijiye. Kya kirtan kare? Kya kirtan karenge? Okay. Jo nahi hua hai wo kijiye. Chakijiye.
Thus ends the class on the 25th of June 2002 in Holland, De Glinden, in the morning. Hare Krishna.